with Phyllis Cavallone. She is with Ladder Up. It is a Chicago-based nonprofit organization. Had enormous and very tangible impact on Illinois' underserved communities for about, since 1994, Ladder Up provides low-income individuals and families with free wraparound financial services. Phyllis, thank you so much for joining us on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. So thank
happy
you for joining
Valentine's.
Us. Easy for me to say, huh?
No, happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
Thank you so much for sharing. Go ahead.
I know your listeners like refunds, though. They may not like taxes, but they might like refunds.
That is true. And we do all kinds of things with that refund check, too, but we should be saving it. So let's jump right in and start talking about what is Ladder Up and what have you guys been doing for people here in Illinois since 1994?
So as you mentioned in the intro, we're Chicago-based. We're a nonprofit, and we help low-income individuals and families with financial services. Right now, we're in the middle of tax season, but we also help resolve tax issues and controversies. We help with people understanding financial issues and obtain financial aid to make college dreams reality. We like to call all these services our wraparound financial services.
So let me ask you this then, Phyllis. Who qualifies then for the tax services for free there with Ladder Up?
So we have two segments. So if you're going to come into one of our in-person sites, these are VITA sites, which stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And those thresholds are $32,000 for an individual. In families, the threshold is $58,000. If you use our online digital tool, that goes up a bit to $73,000, either for individual or family.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you talk about Chicago, if you live outside of Cook County, can you still use Ladder Up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have 12 in-person sites throughout the Chicagoland area, all the way from Aurora down to the Pullman neighborhood. They're all over, so we help these people.
All right, so how do you then show proof of eligibility to have your services to Ladder Up file taxes for free?
Okay. Yes, for free. The key word there.
We got to keep using that word. We like free.
We love free, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say someone's going to come to one of our in-person sites. So they would bring with them their documents, and we would somebody would greet them and intake and look over their documents to make sure what we call in scope that they meet the threshold, the income threshold. But other than that, that's it.
What kind of documents are you talking? Just your W-2s there or current, of course, and past?
Yes. So your original Social Security card or ITIN, a valid form of ID, your W-2 for every job you might have worked at this past year, any 1099. You might have received something called a 6419, like an advanced child tax credit letter saying how much you received. Maybe your third economic impact payment letter, the stimulus money. And anything that's related to, say, your children for educational expenses, tuition, anything related that you might think would be necessary that shows you received income throughout the year.
Okay, yeah. So you just said in-person tax assistance to people that live right here in the state of Illinois, $32,000 as an individual or $58,000 per household. So now people are going to, as you're doing this, again, for free. So where can people go to get more information about what you guys have been doing since, like I said, for 30 years now?
Oh, yes. And our average refund, everybody, is about $1,500, but I've seen lately a lot more than that. So it's a wonderful service. Please find us. Go to www.goladderup, and you click on service, and you can then look at TAP, which is tax assistance program, and you could find either our in-person service or eTap, which is our digital service, where a client can upload their own tax documents, and we would be so happy to help you.
So, Phyllis, before I let you go, can I ask just a couple of questions just about filing your taxes this year? Because so many of us have been working from home. Can we write off some of that, like the new desk, the new computer that we had to go out and buy, maybe a new modem, stuff like that?
Well, every situation is different. I could say in general, it's always really great to keep those receipts, and you can talk about it with your tax professional when you meet with them. Always keep your receipts because that's helpful. We really can't help you if we don't have those receipts. So, yeah, lots of different things to think about, especially if you are kind of running your own little business, the side that's very different than what you have traditionally. Absolutely.
And what about that stimulus money? Do you have to file that? You have to claim that money, right? Even though you don't have to pay it back, you got to claim that.
Right, and some people have said when they come in that they actually did not receive it. So the only way to receive it is to file your taxes. So whether it was last year's or this year, and we can do multiple years.
Okay. Yep. And Phyllis, and they so better then, not be you better not be lying to the government about not receiving that money, right?
Right.
I mean, because some people think, well, I didn't get the money, but I got to do a new Visa card that was loaded over the past 6 months. You better tell the truth on that.
Absolutely. They do cross-reference check it, and you will just flow your refund, if any, and you might even have a controversy. So it's best to keep your records, and if you feel you didn't receive something and you're a little fuzzy, check your bank statements. You could always go to the IRS.gov. There's a lot of self-help places to go there. Calling is a little tricky. You really have difficulty getting through, but there are a lot of online tools that you can use. So if you're a little fuzzy on did I receive this or that, so many names this year of things, go in and check for it so that tell your tax preparer the exact number, because we want everything to be accurate.
And you said tax preparers are in there ready to file your taxes now.
Absolutely ready. We'd be happy to help.
Phyllis Cavallone, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks. One more time, if people want more information about having their taxes filed for free by the professionals, where can they go?
www.goladderup.org. Thank you.
Goladderup.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. We appreciate you.
You too.
It's so many people, places, and things.